listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 8th of June.
Rightio, that's Andy's go. Here's Mike to take care of the sponsor stuff and we'll be right back to hear what year Andy chose to remember that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
Hey, my day today, June 8th. Show's in 06.
Lovely.
Nothing worth reporting.
Yeah, you get a few of those, don't you?
Yeah.
You just go, okay, whatever it was, Tuesday, yeah. Turn up.
Couple of phoners, run of the mill.
Chat to the listeners, checking in, how is everyone, what's going on in the paper, flip, flip, flip. Page 4 got anything for us? No. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Enjoy your commute home. My girlfriend's angry at me. Good night.
But chosen 07, 10, 16, 17. So not too many shows for June 8th. We're getting ready for the People's Cruise in 2016.
Yes, we were.
Where we went on a cruise ship with listeners and broadcast from the cruise.
It was not P&O. It was Carnival.
Carnival.
It was Carnival. Carnival Cruise Lines.
Yeah.
And Mark knows. He's giving a solemn nod.
I have no idea.
It just seemed like a very approving nod from Mike. Like, good boy. Your cruise ship's right.
I know a date will come up where we actually delve deeper into the cruise ship because there's a lot of things.
I've seen a few things pop up.
That happened on that. But I'll save it for another time.
My biggest regret is there was a guy on the cruise ship that nicknamed himself Best Fun Steve.
Yes.
And he got hats made up that said Best Fun Steve. Yeah. And I had one and I lost it. My biggest hat regret is losing Best Fun Steve hat.
Turning into your dad, by the way.
Yeah.
He loves hats.
He likes finding hats. He doesn't like to buy them. He just likes to acquire them.
But he'd have hat regret.
I just think having a hat that says Best Fun Steve, if your name's not Steve, is great.
Haim, I want to put that adventure aside because we weren't on it. We were just thinking about it, getting ready for it. But we were on our Caravan of Courage in Great Britain and Ireland.
Oh, great. One of the classics.
In 2010, where you and I got in a caravan and drove from the bottom of Ireland in Cork, popped the cork. Yeah, Cork.
Got a borderline sexy massage before we took off, didn't we?
We got very confused by that. Yep.
We were confused for a moment and then we knew exactly what was going on and then it just became awkward to try and get out of it.
Yeah.
Another solemn nod from Mike.
No, I did not nod at that.
Mike knows.
No, I don't.
I bet if we said the place, Mike would go, ooh, top three in Cork. No, you and I had...
And then security.
Which was weird
because Cork is such a lovely place. It's not heavily populated. And
We
had Woz, our security guard, walking. He goes, what do you want?
We had a security guard for all the Caravan of Courage trips for the gear.
Yeah.
Like that, you know.
It wasn't for us. But
But Woz was such a great guy. And we're still mates with Woz to this day. Like, he's such a lovely guy. He was like, well, I'll come with you anyway. Yeah. Because, I mean, the chances are like a million to one that you know, we're going to stumble and hit our head or something or someone's going to pick a fight with us. Mm. But he's like, it's just a bad look since I am here as the security guy.
Yes.
So, yeah, Woz came.
Woz came. And
it was very lock, stock and two smoking barrels.
And it was the first time we'd met Woz.
Yeah.
So he goes, what do you want to do? He's like, we've just been on a really long flight. We're going to go for a massage.
We were always hunting for massages. We were always acting like we were performance athletes. Like, we were just always needing massages on the caravan trip.
So he had to look it up and walk us to this place. Yeah.
Sat outside guarding us.
Yeah. But it was slippery, wasn't it, the massage?
Yes, it was a lot of baby oil.
And no pressure.
And then we went, I suspect we know what this is. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not getting this anyway. I'm especially not getting it with Andy next door. Yeah. I'm not going to make it my first one of these with Woz guarding out the front. This is my sexy massage guard.
So anyway, there was a time on this trip where Woz was particularly nervous about us going somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
And do you remember that one?
The two times. The first one was when Jez, who's in the room with us here today filming, said he could pick up the 80-kilogram rock. And because there was like a – we stopped in a town where legend had it if you picked up a boulder and walked it across the road and put it on the bar, you'd get free drinks.
Yep.
And Jez, who's about 60 kilos, when I'll give this a go, Jen was, who adores Jez, thought he was going to break his back.
Yes.
So he was concerned then. But I'd say the other time was the Gypsy Fair.
Yep. The Appleby Fair. Yep. We were calling it Gypsy Fair at the time as well.
No, that's not – I don't think that's the preferred term. Travelling, Rummany.
10 years on, we've evolved there. But you're right. We may refer –
Someone else called it that and we were like, well,
yes. We and look, and apologies if we refer to it as the Gypsy Fair. Gypsy Fair in this recording. But at the Appleby Fair – it was the strangest day where you go to this fair where all of them are travellers and they basically have no bank accounts, no fixed address, and they essentially
for that community,
trade at this fair with horses and really and expensive cars money.
Yeah, the store of wealth is your horse. Mm. That's how you. That's your Bitcoin.
So the part that we've got for today is – I remember we met with this lovely fellow. I can't remember his name, but he's like, yeah, jump in the back of the van because he was going to take us into the Appleby Fair.
Yep.
And we were like, oh, this seems okay, until he opened the back of the van. It had no seats on it, a mattress on the ground. And it was completely blacked out. All the windows were blacked out.
Yep. And there were business cards in the back for Warren's kidnapping.
So this is that moment.
The 8th of June, 2010.
How many people come to Appleby Fair?
About 50, maybe 60,000.
60,000? And what's the technical way, what's the best way to describe the people here? Travellers?
You've got a mixture. You've got your gypsies, you've got your Irish travellers, you've got your Scottish travellers, you've got your gorgeous, which means non-travellers, you know.
I thought you meant us. Are we gorgeous?
Yeah, you're gorgeous. You're not good looking, but you're gorgeous.
Okay.
All those groups though, they live in harmony. They're all happy together.
No,
you're shaking your head.
No. There's lots and lots of inter-family fights and arguments. You've got certain English gypsies can't stand the Irish travellers. Yeah. You've got the other way around.
So there are sort of pretty clear lines of loyalty in your own.
Oh God, yeah.
Section.
Yeah. And if you don't stand with, you're against. Yeah.
You mentioned before there's a bit of a police presence here as the fair's got bigger and bigger. Mm. Would you say though, if there's a problem, it's sorted out within the community?
Yeah, it's like if I had a grievance with somebody, we'd have a fight, then we shake hands and we go to the pub. Yeah.
Okay.
It's over, it's done with. Forgot about it, that's it.
When do you know the fight's over?
When he's on the floor bleeding.
Oh, yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah. I'm actually quite familiar with that.
Yeah, well, I've seen it last week.
Now, mate, what would happen? I mean, there's so many horses around that are not, no one's with them.
Mm.
What if I just got on a horse and went for a joyride?
You'd get shot.
Get shot? With a tranquilizer?
No. Maybe with a sawn-off.
At least it's nice to know the weapon they're going to use.
So is there an area you don't go into?
No.
There's no, like, Bronx equivalent?
This is the Bronx equivalent.
Right here.
All of it. And you'll see in a minute.
I've been to the Bronx. There's not as many horses in the real Bronx.
No, there isn't. You know, and there's probably not as many guns as well.
What would you say three top tips for safety today are for us?
Don't make eye contact with too many men.
Yep.
Try not to make eye contact with too many women because they usually have big brothers around them.
Okay, so just humans are out.
Don't look at horses.
Don't make eye contact with a horse. If you see an eye, you're in trouble.
Yeah. It was a really fun day.
It was, but there was certainly nerve-wracking at times.
Did we play three-card Monty?
Three-card Monty. It got absolutely fleeced and had no problems handing over our money.
But it was one of those ones where, like, it was nice to be fleeced because that's what it's here for. I would have felt bad if we got it. That was the fun.
Hey, and that's 2010, but I wanted to go back to 2007.
What do we got?
I wanted to fleet in 2010. There are certain people that come on the show that we end up being mates with and you don't realise.
Yeah.
Right? And one of them is Will Arnett.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
This is the first time Will Arnett was ever on the show.
Great. Is this the chair set up?
And it is. The time where, I mean, the way I remember it is we were waiting for him for a while.
Yeah, we had to go to Sydney for it. So we flew up to Sydney.
Blades of Glory was the
film. Blades of Glory, great film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Will Arnett, John Heder, like the ice skating, Will Ferrell, the ice skating epic. And
for people who, I mean, people know Will Arnett, but the voice of
Lego Batman.
Lego Batman.
Job on Arrested Development. So he, you know, we were sitting in the room and it was not, it was a non-traditional junket, wasn't it? Because we were in the room for ages waiting.
Yes.
Just kind of like half an hour killing time. Where usually you're in a hallway at a hotel and you're getting ushered in by someone from Universal Pictures for like 7 minutes. And
normally celebrity stays in room rotating.
Plebs rotate.
Rotating interviewers. Yeah. This was interviewers all in separate rooms rotating celebrities.
Interesting. maybe Arnett had said, I'm just going to go for a stroll. Yeah. I'd like to walk between my interviews. So we had time to kill and then we thought, wouldn't it be funny? Because we had the chairs. There's nothing to do except set up three chairs and that took 30 seconds and then we had time to kill. But from memory we were like, what if we put the chairs very close so our knees were interlocking because it was an enormous room.
Yes.
And then when the interview starts, we'll be basically nose to nose with Will and just to see if that makes it awkward for him.
And the plan was to stand up, greet him, so he doesn't realise. So as soon as we sit down, we're very, very close.
We didn't throw to a sponsor.
Mike, let's talk to the sponsor. Yeah. Do it, Mike.
Okay,
do it.
Okay. Well, I'll do it now.
Thanks, Mike, for reminding us.
We were actually about to say that to you before you did that. Cheers, Mike. But now let's hear that moment with Will Arnett.
The 8th of June, 2007.
Up down there. Oh, that's your Mike. Microphone.
There you go. How's that?
What?
Sorry, mate. We had so much time to kill.
You can take a lot more room.
You can sit back. It's just a nice, awkward moment when we're almost kissing.
Thanks for taking the time to chat to us, mate.
Not at all. Working on a film with Will Ferrell and your Will Arnett, I mean, did you have to assume a nickname or did you make him just be called, you know, Catherine or something? I mean, were you both Will?
No, there was myself and Will and Will Speck, one of the directors. So we gave ourselves nicknames and because actually one time, one of the first days, somebody came up to me and said, Will Stewart, one of the producers, wants to talk to you the other side of the soundstage. I said, oh, okay, he's quite serious. I walked over and I said, yes, Sue, what can I do for you? He goes, what? I said, well, you want to speak to me? He goes, no, I wanted to speak to Will Speck, the director. I said, oh, sorry.
talk to me anyway, I can direct.
Yeah, but like, what's going down? So we gave ourselves nicknames in there. Will Speck was the inspector and Farrell was F-Bomb and I was the A-Train.
Why were you the A-Train?
Arnett.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been, I mean, you've got F-Bomb, but surely you should have been the A-Bomb. Because
I should have been A-Bomb, you're right.
A-Bomb is a bomb. What's the F-Bomb? The fluff bomb? What is that, a joke military weapon?
Would you start making sense?
In Arrested Development, you play alongside some great other actors, Henry Winkler being one of them, the Fonz, of course, from Happy Days. I like to think that, you know, at lunchtime and during your break time, you just talk about Happy Days anecdotes. Has any ever come up? Have you asked him anything?
From time to time it does. He'll tell you a little bit about his journey and about getting the job on Happy Days. And he's a fascinating guy. You can't get around the fact that he was the Fonz. And I've actually had the opportunity since knowing him on the show to go and he's asked me to do some charity work with him before. And I've gone and done it. And found myself like in an hour-long car ride to this place, just me and the Fonz.
And when you sort of catch up with not close friends, but like acquaintances, say that you have in, you know, back home or wherever, and they're, what are you doing tonight? Do you say I'm going to Henry Winkler's house, or do you say I'm going to the Fonz's house?
Oh God, I don't know. I probably open by saying the Fonz and then switch gears. You know,
to me he's H Wink.
It's just a little cooler. Yeah, you know, you have so many bizarre encounters once you start working in show business. It's so peculiar and so different from your normal life. I grew up in Toronto, so I could not have been further from my existence. And I've had like just weird.
Well, I mean, on this same topic, I mean, all our friends are huge Arrested Development fans. So this morning, obviously on the phone, we've been saying, well, we're catching up with Will Arnett, Job. Get used to it. That's just how we live these days.
Someone asked me what the time was, and I went, time for me to get ready to go catch up with Will Arnett.
Probably gonna go hang out with Job. I'll see you later on, I guess, if he doesn't invite us to be celebrity friends with him, in which case I'll never see you again. But I mean, on that note,
I love that term, let's be celebrity friends.
which is hilarious actually listening back to because...
Crazy. We've been to his house. Yes, we've got him as a celebrity friend.
And then Will goes on to be the host of Lego Masters in America, which is
weird,
hilarious.
Yeah, a very strange circular world. Getting an email from Will Annette going, hey man, you know, I've watched all your Lego Masters. I think I'm going to do it in America. Like, you know, I just watched your whole series. What do you think? Should I do it? So I was like,
yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Do you think I've made the right calls? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
He's the world leader. If we ever do a world Lego Masters, it would obviously be Will hosting.
I don't know. I'm going to put my vote behind you here. Well, then the original and the best.
They would definitely make us do it on the American set. There's no way that the Americans would travel. We've talked about doing a world Lego Masters.
With COVID, though.
Actually.
Australia's the place to be. Will asked me to visit the American set for Lego Masters.
You know it's bigger.
It's slightly bigger.
They doubled it.
Yeah, but
for no real reason.
For no reason.
No, when we saw it.
Because he's like, how's this? You know, this is the American, you know, vibe.
It just seems actually inconvenient.
And I went, let's be honest, the Australian one.
Yeah, I think it's actually inconvenient. They've overcapitalized on their set.
Great remembering.
Listener.